Canada's justice minister is looking into the case of a teenage girl who hanged herself after she was allegedly raped and bullied. Bullying is a worldwide problem. Sarah Politis spoke with anti-bullying experts in Los Angeles to see how they're tackling the issue locally.
Tomorrow, more than 350 children will gather on the USC campus to participate in the anti-bullying summit, I Stand for Peace. Areva Martin is the co-founder and president of Special Needs Network. She says the summit will help students understand the seriousness of bullying.
We want to empower them. We want them to feel empowered to make changes on their campuses, and we want them to know that peace really starts with them.
This summit is unique because instead of just focusing on the victims, the summit is also reaching out to the bullies to find out what's motivating them.
Usually there's something underneath there. You know, there's problems at home. There's lack of positive role models. You know, there may be some emotional issues. There may be some mental health issues. There's just a whole range of things. So we want to embrace even those kids who are typically ostracized. We want them to feel loved, nurtured, and we want to surround them with the kind of support they need so that they can turn that behavior into a positive.
In South LA, there is a big concern with bullying that is gang-related.
So we're also dealing with, you know, kids just coming to and from school and not always feeling safe because of gang activity that may be in their communities.
The influence of gangs can have other negative consequences. Melissa Sherman, executive director of Beyond Bullies, says it impacts the role models young people choose.
There's something very powerful about a guy identifying with an icon who is a tough guy who kills people. That kind of image is rampant. And I think with the entertainment capital, I think that hurts.
Sherman says California has the highest rate of bullying in the country. She believes there's an increase in bullying because it can be done 24/7 online.
Kids are not able to take a break from it unless preventative measures are in place. And so that person that you don't get along with in school is now that person who tells their friends to taunt you online.
Sherman says the way to end this issue is to get everybody involved and that schools need to enforce an anti-bullying policy.
Teachers need to be trained on how to identify and combat bullying and cyberbullying. Children need to be told right and wrong behavior, and that starts at home.
The summit tomorrow hopes to provide the foundation for children to make a change in their own school and community. Sarah Politis, Annenberg Radio News.